Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Big show today. Old Dominion will be in all this hour to perform. We love those guys. The full band setup is here. It's crazy to get so many instruments on this stage in the studio, but they're here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Okay, we're going to go around the room here. This segment we're going to do, we'll go around the room, recommend something new to watch or not to watch.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Eddie, you are a co-host and our video producer. You're running cameras all during the show. What do you think? What do you want to tell our listeners to watch or not to watch?
This is truly a Bobby Bones Show recommendation because Lunchbox heard it from Mike. I heard it from Lunchbox. I had to see it for myself. Emily the Criminal on Netflix. Movie. These guys said it was great. I'm like, how good can this be? Look, it's low budget. It's not the best of quality of a film, but the storyline to this movie is so good where you just like, after 30 minutes, you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening here? 30 more minutes? Oh my God, this is getting crazier. And it's so good, dude. You have to watch this.
I guess between Emily in Paris or Emily in Paris, how it was originally.
Yeah.
But that, and then all the criminal shows, I think if I would have seen it, I just thought it was one of those.
It is Emily, right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily the Criminal.
Lunchbox, what can you tell us about the story? It's not a spoiler.
You are sitting there going, what are you thinking?
Is it true?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
Okay.
But like, you're like, what are you doing? Like,
it's good?
What? Yeah.
Very it's not a documentary. It's just, I mean, it's a scripted movie.
Yeah, but it's entertaining.
Mike?
Yeah, she gets involved in a crime ring, and it's following that entire story of her just trying to pay off some student loans.
What movie Mike rated?
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I thought you gave it 4.5.
Eddie?
It was 4.5.
4 out of 5 flat screen TVs.
So you recommend Emily the Criminal on
Netflix.
Okay. Lunchbox, over to you. What are you recommending or not recommending?
The TV show Letterkenny. I had never heard of it. I don't know how I heard of it. Maybe my sister-in-law said something over the break, and I was like, oh, let's watch a little bit. And it's about these people in Canada. It's a rural community, and they run a produce stand, and it's a brother and sister. And I'm only on season 2, and it's hilarious. Really funny, low budget, very entertaining show.
Platform again?
I'm watching on Hulu. I don't know if it comes on a normal station, but I'm watching it on Hulu.
Letterkenny. 30-minute episodes or an hour?
30 minutes. Some of them are like 18 minutes, like because there's no commercials. It's great.
Amy?
I started episode 1 of 1923.
Oh, okay.
Is that Harrison Ford?
Yeah,
and Helen Mirren.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Major actor.
What is that about?
It's a Yellowstone prequel, but after the sequel of Tim McGraw's version.
Right.
Like Helen Mirren's like Tim McGraw's daughter. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The I think Helen is like the modern day John Dutton's like great grand aunt or something. Anyway, the family tree is confusing, but I'm going to give episode 2 a go and then I'll see where I'm going to go from there. But I wasn't all in on episode 1 like I was with modern Yellowstone.
It's hard to be all in on episode 1 though.
Yeah.
I know.
It is. So that's it. Just you just have 2 episodes of that show?
One
episode of the show. I got a couple here.
Kaleidoscope on Netflix. I liked it a lot. It's a little corny at times, but it's about these guys who, it's a big heist. But their whole thing is you can watch it in any order. Because all the episodes you can watch however you want. You can watch the end first, the beginning. I watched it in real order because I just like going that direction. But it'll do the thing where it randomly picks one. It's like a color, red, yellow, green. I really liked it.
Are they different heists?
No, it's one story.
Just one story, but you can watch it in any order.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Like some of them are back in time, some of them are after the heist, some of them are the actual heist. But the reason it's kaleidoscopes, they're all colors, but you can watch it in any order you want. And it randomly will select an order, but I went and made sure just to watch it chronologically. But I liked it. It has the guy from Breaking Bad, Gustavo.
Yeah, Gustavo Fring.
Yeah, he's the main guy there. So that, and I would give that four. There's a little corn. But I would give it 4 out of 5 safes because it's good. And the other show that I would recommend, and we just finished it, was the show about George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Oh, yeah. George and Tammy.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
It's on
Showtime.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Showtime.
Oh, yeah. I remember being annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't have Showtime.
We paid for the add-on on our
YouTube.
Paramount or YouTube or something. I don't know, man. But I watched it. It was great. You may can just buy the episodes, though, too, on Amazon. I loved it, especially because it's true. And Michael Shannon is the guy that plays George Jones, but he was also in that show with Nicole Kidman.
9 Perfect Strangers.
And he's like the dorky dad in that.
Dude, but
he's
awesome.
So good. He sounds just like George Jones when he sings.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to also recommend George and Tammy. I give that 4.5 out of 5 Nashville Mansions.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So that's something we're recommending. You check out all that, none of that, whatever. But that's what we do here. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. How do I keep an old friendship feeling more like friends and less like using me to get free financial advice from my husband who's a tax accountant? My friend and I live in separate states and we only talk a few times a year, so we're not very close. The one time a year we physically see each other, there is less girl talk and more financial questions from my husband. I know my husband gets annoyed since it's questions and advice he usually gets paid to answer. We're both being nice since she is my oldest friendship. She makes great money and understands paying professionals for time and advice, which is why I feel like she knows I'm a text away for free advice and questions. I feel like she may be using my friendship at this point. Sincerely, am I being used for a friend? I don't think you're being used. I think she's a close enough friend to feel like she can ask you that. Okay, here's somebody I take advantage of in that way. I have a friend named Matt Jones who does sports radio in Kentucky, but he was a lawyer. Passed the bar, was a lawyer for a long time. And I hit him up all the time for legal questions. I probably hit him up as equal for, hey, what's your advice on this? More than I do, hey, man, just checking in, how you doing? But there's always, if he ever needs anything or we're going to hang out, that's always an option. But I feel like he's my friend, so I can ask him that.
Yeah, but you do have regular conversations with him other than the legal advice.
Some.
Yeah, this one sounds like there's none.
Yeah, they've had a lifetime of it, though.
Well, that's
lifetime.
True.
Of your oldest friend. I would ask you not to take that too personally that she's doing this, because she's not keeping you as a friend just because of this. This is something that I'm sure your husband's great at, and she feels like she can get it. You could approach it with her in a softer, funnier way where she gets the point and be like, the next time she hits you up about it, you could go, all right, you know, you get 4 questions this year and you're out of accounting questions. By the way, how you been?
That's funny. Yeah.
You could do something like that, which also lets her know that you know that she knows. That's all. Because you just don't want to go, hey, you got to stop using us. Because she's not using you. You have a whole lifetime of friendship. But if something comes up, she's like, I can actually ask my friend about this. And if she had something that you wanted to use or some advice, you'd probably hit her up. You can put a limit on it, though, in a funny comment like that. Like, all right, this is question 1 of 2023. We've got 4 solid consultations this year that we're going to give you. Then we're going to start charging you.
I like that.
You can be funny with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're being used as a friend, honestly. If it was a new friend, I would say yes. But an old friend, your oldest friend, no. It feels like maybe she doesn't understand that she needs to call and check in more. She doesn't need to ask less accounting questions. She just needs to be more prevalent in your friendship life.
Maybe just, yeah, more self-aware of the ratio of, because one of my childhood friends is a doctor And I stay aware of like, oh, because I know so many people ask him questions and hit him up and like, kid and da da da. And it's easy. And of course, he said, hey, we're like family. Text me. I'm a call away. And so, but I try to make sure like, oh, gosh, okay, I need him. We still talk about other things. Our families still interact. And sometimes I'll be like, you know what? Kind of hit him up too much recently. I'll, you know, Google this.
Well, you can also be funny in another way and be like, okay, this is your one tax question. Now I'm going to need two personal conversations before your next. That's funny.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. But no, there's no reason to get really upset about this. Understand that she's not using you because you guys have been friends for a whole long time. There's a new friend, different conversation.
But what can you ask her about?
Sounds like nothing.
Career-wise.
Yeah.
They don't need to know anything from her.
Nothing.
Yeah, how to not understand boundaries. Like, how do you do that? How do you just run wild?
Yeah.
All right. You're not being used. That's the answer to the question. You can set boundaries, but they can be fun, friendly boundaries. It is an old friend. If it were not an old friend, it would be different. Mm-hmm.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
What's up, fellas? Good to see you guys again.
What's up?
As always, you know, massive fan of your music. Like most of you as people, so it's pretty cool to have you in here.
Who don't you like?
Just
like
no, us. That's a whole different segment there.
He hates me.
No, no, no.
I'll tell you guys later.
Let me ask you this question, Matthew. There's five of you, and it's hard for us to get together when it's not predetermined by like a month.
Sure.
If it's ever like, okay, can we all? It's difficult. How do you get everybody together if it's like, guys, we need to get together and do this with five schedules? You're all really good at other things as well as being in Old Dominion. Is that difficult?
It can be difficult. Yeah.
Most of the time it's a text thread, I think, that gets through to everybody.
Do you have a text thread that is just you five with nobody else?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually called just the five of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a text thread, though, of just the four without Jeff, maybe? And it's like,
there's probably a text thread just the four.
Yes.
There's five everyone. Different of those. Yeah,
yeah. Every permutation.
How else do you talk about
it? You got to be careful not to switch threads. Wrong thread.
Well, there is a text thread of the entire show without me. And I encourage it because I think they can get, you know, they can share frustrations. You know, I have a spy in there. There's a lot of things. So, but they do have a text where they talk about stuff all the time without me in it. And I'm cool with that. Is there a four-person one with one of you not in it that any of you know about?
No, I'm surprised that there hasn't been like
a misfire.
Yeah, a misfire.
Text misfires are the best.
That says a lot. That says a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, you gotta complain about somebody at some point.
So. Well, you guys do in the text thread. Any sort of creative, like song ideas? Will you throw that there, or is that for a different place?
No, there's never really song. It's always the dumbest, most juvenile jokes that you could possibly think of.
Not naked parts. You ever do that? Check this out.
No.
Oh, God, what's please. This I rash? Hope that never happens.
No?
What's this rash? Have you guys ever had this before?
Okay, Old Dominion's here, and we have a lot to do today. And so if it's cool with you guys, I know... The new song came out. It's great. I love it.
Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind, can you perform that? Are you guys accustomed to playing this?
Yeah. We could find out.
When you walked in, it was the first time.
Yeah.
This was the second time I've ever tried to play this song.
In this form,
All I know is that when I walked in, Brad was like, shut up. Don't play that. You stink. Matt, do not come in then. I was like, whoa. Buddy.
Welcome to being in Old Dominion and why we have a text thread without
like,
him on.
Hi, everybody.
Man, that was so aggressive. I did not say that. World.
With Memory Lane, I don't know, who has the concept written in their phone as a note, or does it come up as you're just hanging out for the first 45 minutes of it?
That one happened to be in Jessie Joe's phone, I think. She had that title, and he had this little... We showed up, and he was already playing this guitar part. He had this beat going, and we knew we were really in love with that feel, and then she threw out that title, and... with no kind of direction, and one of us said, you know, if I could buy a house on Memory Lane, and that immediately sparked everyone. Everyone got super excited, and then we just were, you know, following that idea wherever we went and just wound up at the end of the road. You know, it was truly like a journey to write it.
Is there an unspoken rule with songwriters that you don't really yell who had this idea and that idea?
No. I mean, sometimes it's sometimes you remember. I don't particularly remember in this one. We were just so, it was, you know.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think I might have said if I could buy a house in Memory Lane.
I thought it was me, actually. They fight.
I know it wasn't me.
All Okay, here
but
it is.
The thing is, I usually can't remember anything and just thinking, like, maybe I think so.
Well, anytime Eddie and I write a funny song, he's like, I wrote that part.
For
I'm
sure.
Like,
for sure, that was me.
Relax. All right, here is Old Dominion. This new song is out. I want you to just turn it on, play it when you leave for work today, and just let it stream over and over again. You don't have to be there, yeah. right? Just let it play in your house song. Over and over again. If everybody does that, it's a hit. And that is Old Dominion right there. That's awesome. That's like right down the middle for you guys. That's why I like you guys so much. Like, there's just like the insertion of my own story in that music. You guys do that a lot. You write something that is pretty universal. You write it specific, but it's like a lot of times you guys write such good songs, and I go, oh, yeah, I felt that. Sometimes I hear a good song, and I'm like, oh, that's catchy.
Right.
The big difference. Right. You guys do catchy songs most of the time, and I go, except for I was on a boat. I'm good. I don't need water. Don't like the beach. I'm all good. That song can, whatever.
I except, get it, but not a water
guy. Yeah, yeah, except for that one. That one's called Memory Lane. I do want to play a little bit of Ain't Gotta Worry. This is new music from Old Dominion. Here you go.
Right now, I ain't gotta worry. Ain't gotta worry. Ain't gotta worry in the world.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
Listeners sent us questions, and we started doing uncomfortable questions from listeners. It wasn't initially approached like that, but now they know, so they send us questions that are sometimes uncomfortable. So let's see what we got here. And let's answer them honestly. Does Old Dominion have any feuds with any other country bands?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Cadillac 3.
Well, you outnumber them, so... Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them. Most people haven't.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they count? Do they even count?
Wow. You don't have to say what it is, but who in the band has the most expensive car?
Not me.
Not Matthew anymore.
Not me anymore.
I have an RV. Does that count?
Anymore.
What does that mean?
Time's tough?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just had a little accident. But
It used to be you before the accident.
Used to be me, but
somebody hit you or you hit them?
I hit a tree.
All by himself.
All by myself. It was very snowy and okay. icy. And
I wasn't going to push, but I hear you.
Yeah.
He was hammered.
I was also just waste.
That's why I wasn't going to push. I was just like, you know, I'll sit in silence if you want to follow up. Yeah. But,
I'm like, how did that not make the news?
Final question. Why did Old Dominion become popular?
Good question.
I mean, we had the motto for years that this is never going to work.
And we also look back at some decisions that we've made, you know, creatively, like, you know, putting out an album of Meows and things like that.
Love
and
that.
We wonder the same thing.
I really feel like
listener.
When the Grammys came out, nominations after that year, you guys were snubbed. That was a snub.
Surprised we
didn't Not even CMA's work. Grammys. I felt like it was snubbed.
Yeah. That's all good.
Let's go back in time. Let's do first hit, last hit.
Okay.
The very first hit in my mind is Break Up With Him. Is that to you guys?
Yes.
Like
yes. Definitely.
And I feel like that you guys kind of came out of revisionist history, came out of nowhere. Boom, smash hit. I'm sure that's not exactly how it happened.
No.
To the world.
Yeah.
Van and trailer, all that stuff.
When it did hit, were you surprised?
Yeah, there's an element of it that for sure. I mean, there's, you know, I remember after the on the way to the number one party for a breakup with him, I was riding in the car and my uncle was with me and he said, man, did you ever think this would happen? And I said, yeah, I had to because I would have just quit. But at the same time, you have that feeling, but you also have this, like, you can't believe.
It's a reality thing,
happened.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will for right. sure. But also when it happens, you're like, golly, it's crazy.
Yeah, especially because it takes so long, like you said, all those years of just trying to do it and not having success. It starts to feel like it's never going to happen. So when it does, it is kind of a nice surprise.
Almost got it all. But here's what I like. The greatest thing just happened. Like the level of, oh, wow, just happened with Old Dominion because they have so many hits, they can't remember their first ones.
Well, here's the
thing. That's what we aspire to do.
That's like our fans on Twitter all the time are like making fun of me all the time for not remembering the words. I forget them all the time.
Let's do the last hit.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I like about that Trevor, that last deal, the boom, dun, 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 when you guys did Break Up With Him?
Uh-huh.
I felt that.
Oh,
you
good. Thank you.
Can you do that with no?
Just, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah. You know what it is.
Come on, wrap up.
And then I'll say what? This, too. It's. Yeah. I think it's very underappreciated. That's a sample somebody should use. Schoolboy Q gonna come out with that in a. And then also, Brad, playing, you're doing solos on acoustic. Yeah. And you don't have to do it now. I just love an acoustic solo.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's brave and you nail it.
Yeah, it's like you got no choice. You gotta do it.
You got no choice. Ain't that right?
That's his motto.
Yes.
What choice does he have?
Jeff's like, we're never going to make it. Brad's like, we got no choice. Old Dominion, everybody.
I'm still thinking over that we're never going to make it mantra.
Yeah. What choice do I have?
I'm being forced to do this. All right. Last tip. What would that be?
Depending on who you ask, it was no hard feelings.
I do love no hard feelings.
Thank you.
Old Dominion, yeah. Xylophone.
So good.
Do you know how to play that for real, or did you learn that specifically for that song?
This was custom made by our drum tech to only have the right notes on it.
Hilarious.
I can't really mess it up.
It's like when I play harmonica.
Yeah.
I get a harmonica that is in the exact key, and I just... and it sounds like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the audience was like, why he plays harmonica? I'm like, no, I just blow in and out with the same mix of music.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now. Old Dominion.
All right, Old Dominion's all here, all of them. Hey, let's listen to them communicate right here. This is behind the scenes. What do you say, Matthew?
What's that?
What'd you communicate to him?
I was just communicating the length of the song that we were playing.
Yeah, what's the length?
First chorus is what.
Love it. I like behind the scenes. It's like when they turn the mic up on the quarterback going, Blue 22, middle linebacker, he's an idiot.
You know,
what I'm hearing.
Sometimes we often wish that we recorded our talkback mics on stage and are simultaneously glad that no one ever hears it.
Absolutely. Because sometimes you don't want that out at all. That's right.
Oh, yes.
No, you're good. What are we learning? I'll tell you. It's an A minor.
I couldn't remember the words.
Hey Jeff, when you went to the World Cup?
Yeah, yeah.
And you went to what?
Qatar?
Is that how they say it there, Qatar?
Or Qatar? It was very polite. No matter how you said it, they would nod.
Did you feel safe?
I did, actually. But I was lucky. The first couple of days, I was with someone that had private security. So
famous?
No, my girlfriend works at McDonald's in marketing, so it's like the marketing team had.
And that went really boring. I thought it was going to be awesome. Sorry, Jeff, that went really boring. Yeah.
Well, Ronald McDonald's is pretty famous.
We had secret security. You ever seen Jason Bourne? Yeah.
Right,
well, McDonald's
exactly.
marketing has a.
You ever had a chicken nugget?
Right. Those nuggets, man. You gotta protect the nugget.
Yeah.
Protect the nugget
at all costs.
Was that a fun experience?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
All right, superlatives here. Who's the funniest person in the band?
Man, everybody.
I think it
takes
changes
the ball,
day to day.
Yeah.
Somebody.
That's why it's fun to be in this band. Somebody cracks.
There's no funniest.
I think Whit might take the cake out.
Who?
I think Whit might take it on a most consistent.
Is it because you don't expect it, and then wham, Whit hits you?
It's always like a little off kilter.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the biggest perfectionist of the group? That sometimes it's annoying.
I'd say Brad. He's still trying to remix our first album.
Yeah. The meow wasn't perfect, guys. This meow's a little off key. Who's the latest? Who's late the most?
That's up for debate, but the debate is between all of us against Trevor. We all say he's the latest. He says he's not.
I'm definitely not.
So it's definitely.
Here's the thing. I live in Franklin. I got like a 35, 40-minute drive every time.
I sympathize with that.
But that does make you late,
They had to come down to a meeting in Franklin the other day, and they realized that.
We were on time, though.
We were on time. You had one drive.
I love this question.
So when there's an accident, they're like,
they start fist fighting. This is the greatest. This is the day Old Dominion broke up, right here on our show.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks for breaking us up.
Hey, listen. I am a stickler. It doesn't happen anymore, but if we were even 1 minute late, what would happen?
Send us home. It was so annoying.
Raise your hand if you've ever been sent home.
Oh! Everybody's been sent home.
Like, so stupid.
Now, if there was an accident.
Did you ever do it on purpose, though?
No.
If they had a flat or a kid was sick, that's different. But if you're 7 minutes late just because you decided you were.
Yeah.
Then you didn't that's respect cool. the same everything. Totally. Buddy, so.
Hey, man. Anyway,
we never decided, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Relax, everybody. We start fighting, too. Who's the most fashionable?
Say Matthew.
Say Matt.
Do you have to be, though, because you're the front?
I guess so, probably.
Finally, who's the most emotional?
Outwardly emotional?
Yeah.
I would say Brad probably is outwardly emotional the most.
I'm about to freak out right now.
Yeah. So are you good on the song that you're about to do? I heard you asking questions.
I just couldn't remember the first line.
Okay. So we're going to do a song written by one of you guys that another singer recorded. So we're going to do just a verse and a chorus here. What did you guys choose to do and who did it?
We chose a song called Wild Hearts that me, Jennifer Wayne, and Eric Pasley wrote. And then Keith Urban actually rewrote the verses and kept our chorus and kind of rewrote the song about his own life. And so it was four of us together.
I declared this song the most screwed over song in 2022.
The most what?
Screwed over song.
Yeah.
Because it should have been a number one.
Oh, I know.
And it was a number two.
Oh, yeah.
And it was as good. I mean, it was number one worthy for sure. Better.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Here it is. The most screwed over song of 2022. Go ahead.
All right. Poor Brad.
Poor Brad.
His number two song.
She cry out loud right now, Brad. Wow.
Hey, does it ever happen, Matthew, if you get sick, can the other guys fill in? And
We've done some shows before where I was sick.
What if you lip sync and they sing, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you really could pull that off.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have filled it in because we do have, you know, we're lucky enough to have hits that, you know, that we've written for other people. So it's definitely been used before as like, you guys sing a couple songs so that I can take a break.
You guys know I'm a massive fan. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for humoring. And here's the thing. You brought all your instruments and we didn't want you to come bring all your instruments to play one song. Like, why, right? Why set all the way up and just do one song?
Right.
That's how I feel.
I know.
So, and then even after we go off the air, I'm going to keep them playing for my own personal enjoyment. But listen, Old Dominion Music on Instagram. I'm a huge fan. New music's great. And I have the tour here, the No Bad Vibes Tour, which is starting the 19th. Is it right?
That's it's not restarting.
It's starting.
No,
right?
It's starting.
Okay.
Yes.
So we are olddominion.com, and everywhere we are, and you're listening to this, they're all over from Green Bay to Evansville on the 19th, Champaign, Illinois on the 20th, Ottawa, Toronto, London, Ontario. So go check them out. They're awesome live and all the way to June 30th. That's it, Old Dominion. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Guys. Thank you.
And there they are. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for... Well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on, about being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Bill lives in New Jersey, and he's been waiting for a kidney for quite some time now. He's needed it. He's been real sick. But the doctors are like, hey, Bill, you're not getting any younger. I would say let's just get off the list and start asking people. Like, just start talking to people that you know and say, hey, I need a kidney. Do you want to donate one? So he was on his way to a doctor's appointment. He gets in an Uber, and he starts talking to the Uber driver. And he's like, yeah, man, you know this is going on. I need a kidney. The Uber driver says, well, you know what? I'd like to help you. Let me go check to see if I'm a match.
Wow.
And he went, checked. He's a match. They underwent the surgery. It was successful. And now Bill's got a new kidney.
Wow. Lunchbox, why'd you react to that? Were you like rolled your eyes or something?
Well, here's two things. This dude has no idea what type of the guy this is. Like, it could be a terrible human just got in the back of his Uber and he's like, I'll give you a kidney. Like, don't you want to do some research first?
What does it matter?
Well, if it's
you're
a
bad person, your kidney's bad?
He's not in jail.
No,
I'm saying if the dude is
he's saying the dude who's wants the kidney.
Right. Yeah. Like, what if he's a bad dude? Like, what if he has a rap sheet?
Okay, maybe he Googled him.
But you're still going to go to the doctor to get it done.
If the guy has committed 26 robberies.
You're inserting a story. Most times a guy has committed 26 robberies. It's just
right. Joy. But I'm saying, and then also, remember, maybe guys, we should talk to our Uber drivers. A lot of people don't even talk to their Uber drivers. We just get in the back and don't even talk.
That's right. I talk to all my Uber drivers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I cannot believe some guy gets in your car and you say, I'll give you a kidney.
I don't think it happened in 1 second, but it did happen because they met.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, this is like
divine.
A 3 minute segment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear Bill talking about this?
Here's
Bill.
If I hadn't shared my story with Tim, I would have never gotten a kidney because he would not have known I needed one.
Come on, I want to give him a kidney.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I guess he's all good though now, so he doesn't need it.
No, he's good.
Yeah,
he's
good.
Okay. But maybe someone else
out there.
No,
that's good of you to step up.
Thank you. I did.
You know, so there is potential that we could have a tell me something good when Abby hooks up with her Uber dude.
Mm-hmm, but she just is one. Yeah. We'll see. What?
I mean, if they get married, it's like a tell me something good. We met in the back of an Uber. And
it for sure is. Okay, that's
ruined
what it's
my tell me something
that's what
good.
It's all about.
That was tell me something good.
Write your answers down. Here is the first clip, and then I'll explain the game. Go ahead.
There's no crying in baseball.
What's that from?
Oh, I got it. A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own. So there's a website called Mandatory Movies. They have a list of the most quoted lines all time in comedy movies. You should know them. I'll play the line in the comedy movie. Write your answer down. If you miss it, you are eliminated.
Okay.
This elimination one, it's so annoying.
Like, you don't have to play long?
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's no story of a comeback. The comeback is what everybody wants. When you get knocked down, can you get back up again?
Mm-mm.
Never going to keep me down.
Why don't you just win?
I will.
Just stay in.
That's tough.
Okay. Number one, go.
Alrighty then. Alrighty then.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
In.
Amy?
Ace Ventura.
Lunchbox?
Ace Ventura, Pet Eddie? Detective.
Ace Ventura.
1994, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That is correct. Number two.
Alright, alright, alright. Alright, alright, alright.
I'm in for the win.
Eddie's in. Lunchbox is in.
I'm in.
Amy's in. Amy.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
1993, Dazed and Confused. Number three.
Excellent!
Most quoted.
Excellent!
In for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Eddie?
Just saw it with my kid. Wayne's World.
Nice. 1992, Wayne's World. Good job. Hey, Lunchbox, you're doing good, buddy. You're still in.
Stop.
What do you mean? He's encouraging.
I literally was telling you good job.
Yeah,
because
and this
you're
is what
still
happens.
In.
And then number four is going to be really hard.
It is not hard. This is, of all the movies, these are right up your alley. All right,
let's go.
Next.
That guy in a little coat.
In for the win.
fat guy in a little coat. What
the crap? Lunchbox and Amy are both in. Eddie said, what the crap?
I don't know this one.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
I guess I'm in.
Is Eddie playing possum right here?
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah,
he had to be possum guy.
Mm-mm. I don't play possum.
Eddie?
I mean, it sounds like Chris Farley, so give me Tommy Boy.
Lunchbox?
Tommy Boy.
Amy?
Oh. Tommy Boy.
He doesn't play possum, though.
I don't think he was playing
Dude,
possum.
I just heard Chris Farley.
That's your gimmick.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
No.
Always.
1995, Tommy Boy. Next up.
Oh, behave! Yeah! Oh, behave! Yeah!
How can you not laugh at that?
Ooh, Amy's struggling. She crinkled her nose like she can't figure it out. She's like, oh.
Or is she?
No, okay. I know what it is, but I can't think of the title. $1 million.
What do you have, Amy?
Groovy. That guy, you know, Mike.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Matt, what's his name?
No.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers in...
Oh.
If it comes to me in this moment, I'm going to be so mad. Just give me one syllable. I know they got it, so just give me one syllable.
Puh.
Puh.
This is painful.
Puh. Puh. I need another syllable.
Okay.
Please.
Here, you're about to find out.
You ready?
Hey, Eddie, give her all the syllables.
Austin Powers.
Oh, well, you started with the puh.
Well, I didn't give you the first syllable.
Yeah, you said give me a syllable.
You didn't say give me the first syllable. Lunchbox.
Oh. Austin Powers.
There you go.
Golly. Ugh.
Let's correct you two. 1997, Austin Powers. Two left.
Come on.
Hit it.
Boy, that escalated quickly. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Eddie rushes. He's got it. Lunchbox is still thinking. He hasn't moved his pen yet. He's staring down at his paper. He's starting to get a half crinkle.
Oh,
a smile,
man.
Like he doesn't know it.
Oh, man.
He has not moved his pen yet. I'll give you one more listen here.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Oh, man.
He's finally going to the paper.
That's tough.
Was he playing possum?
No, was he?
He's great at it.
I mean, it's Will Ferrell, but I don't know which one of his movies.
What do you have, Lunchbox?
I have Old School.
Incorrect.
Oh! Oh!
Eddie.
Is it Anchorman?
It is. Winner.
Wow! Yeah!
Told you.
That was Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I know it was.
Woo!
Good job, Eddie.
Thank you, dude.
Lunchbox, fair job.
Stop it.
You did great.
You went the first one out.
Stop it.
You didn't get eliminated. Stop I mean, until the very end.
Yeah, but your elimination ended it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Amy said, give me a syllable.
I thought you were giving me the first one.
Eddie, nice job, buddy.
Thank
Good
you,
job.
Man.
There he is, yeah. Eddie, our big winner. For years, Lunchbox has told us that his mother-in-law flirts with him. He's told us that his mother-in-law, if given the opportunity, would move on that.
It's ridiculous.
It's so dumb. Yep. He's given us scenarios, different situations that have happened that have made him a bit uncomfortable. Lunchbox, would you like to list some of them before you tell us a new one?
Like when I was sitting in the recliner one time and she walked by and rubbed the top of my head. I was like, what in the world's going on?
Okay.
She told me she likes my swimsuit.
A different time. She likes your swimsuit.
Yeah, we were at a pool and she's like, oh, that swimsuit looks good on you, is what she said. What else has she done?
The happy birthday. Remember the text?
Oh, well, that's, yeah. She texted me. What did she say?
So your wife told you to text her happy birthday. I'm reading this from an old bit here on the show. I just Googled it. When Lunchbox texted his mother-in-law, he said, happy birthday to the best mother-in-law in my life. He sent that specific text. And his mother-in-law responded by saying, that means a lot, especially from you, winky face emoji.
Exactly.
You don't remember that one?
Not what?
There's so many.
There's so many. It's just a lot of flirting. Awkward all the time. Mm-hmm. Like this last year when she was taking secret pictures of me. I'm taking a nap on the couch and I hear click, click, click. And I wake up and I was like, are you taking pictures of me? She goes, secret pictures. And then she walked out of the room. I'm like, okay. So I would say that's flirting, but I don't know.
We have a new one.
New one.
Your mother-in-law's flirting with you. What happened?
She sent me a text message. And she said, hey, don't forget to text me happy birthday tomorrow.
We're back on the happy birthday text again. Oh. Okay.
And had a little birthday hat emoji.
Okay.
And I was just like, and she didn't send that in the group text. She sent an individual text. So it's like we have their family text where we're all in it. And she went outside of that to say, don't forget to text me happy birthday tomorrow.
It wasn't an eggplant. It was a birthday emoji.
Now, you hear that and you tell me that's not flirting.
I didn't know what that is. Yeah, I didn't think that.
I didn't.
Your mother-in-law texts you individually and says, "Don't forget to text me happy birthday tomorrow."
No. Okay, you know what?
It is a little weird.
It is a little weird. It is a little weird that anybody would do that. Yeah. Like, yeah. I wouldn't text Eddie and be like, "Don't forget." I mean,
right?
That's. I don't know that's flirting. No, I think it's just awkward.
Yeah.
Oh man, I feel like it's saying you're the only one I want to text me on my birthday.
Oh, like yours would mean a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Please don't forget.
If it were just a winky or an eggplant or a heart,
well, that's going right for it, you know?
It'd be different.
Yeah, you got to be subtle. I mean, I guess you're trying to be subtle. I don't know.
Do we have a clip of you talking to your wife?
This is me. So then I went to my wife with this, and I was like, hey, what do you think of this whole text situation?
Go ahead.
So your mom texted me, "Don't forget to wish me a happy birthday tomorrow," exclamation point. Then she put like a little party hat emoji. How do you feel about that?
She was just trying to be funny. You were being weird.
So you don't think she's like flirting?
No, stop.
So you think she's just being nice because I'm your husband?
I think she thought you would be weirded out and it would be funny, and so that's why she did it.
Okay. So remind me to wish her a happy birthday.
Okay.
But I won't send a shirtless photo.
Okay. Great.
She has enough secret pictures of that. But do you think she's just playing into it now?
I don't know, but my wife, did you not? I felt like my wife sounded like she was uncomfortable with it, but she didn't want to admit it.
No, your wife's uncomfortable with you talking about it probably in the air.
Your wife actually, Bobby makes a good point. She sort of just led us to believe that your mother-in-law, this stuff gets back to her, and now she's just leaning into it because it's funny.
I don't know. Caught me off guard, man.
Did it, man?
Yeah, kind of like, oof. That's
like five things, though. You know, starting to add up.
I mean, you know what they say. What? Where there's smoke, there's fire.
And you feel like if you two just ended up together alone.
Time, right place.
If I went for it, I think so.
Okay.
Like if I let her by the hand.
She'd follow?
Oh my God.
She'd reach her hand back.
She wouldn't pull back.
She'd reach her hand out, yeah.
Willie Nelson's log cabin's been sold for $2 million. It was a 3-bedroom home. Hand built. They say hand built by him.
Really?
But it couldn't.
That's impressive.
I don't think he's out lifting logs.
He could.
He could have been a part of the process. But when? He's been
old for a long time.
I mean, it caught fire in the 70s, so it was.
Oh, yeah, he was young and able.
And it is a really old cabin. But yeah, it sold for $2.14 million. How old do you think Willie is, Lunchbox?
Oh, man. He has to be 90.
He's 89. He listed the property 4 months ago, listed at 2.5. It sold for 2.14. The real thing is, it's on 150 acres. That's a lot of land. 30 minutes outside of Nashville, so not even in Texas.
Tennessee, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the former home, and it was the inspiration of the song Shotgun Willie. It's kind of a shotgun-y cat.
I'm impressed that he's lived to 89.
Why?
I mean, 89 itself. Just 89 itself is awesome.
Right, but he parties.
Does he?
I don't know if parties is. I think he smokes. Smokes weed.
He does. Yeah.
But
that's what I'm saying.
There are a lot of health benefits to that as well.
Well, some people say party when they just mean that.
Yeah.
You want to party?
I guess so. I've never smoked weed, but I don't. Anybody that I know that does, especially if it's like for anxiety or medical reasons, or I'm just like, I don't think of that as partying.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I feel like he smokes a party amount. Like, it's not like he's just...
I think he does a lot.
That's what I mean.
When I met him, he told me that he quit for one time and he had nightmares.
Probably because your body's not used to not having whatever it is. It can be anything. Yeah, your body's going to freak out.
He tried to quit, but he couldn't.
Yeah, Willie Nelson. I mean, it is a massive property. So it's mostly probably about that than it is the cabin, but still pretty cool. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So what's the purpose of 911?
It is a number where if there's an emergency, you can dial it quick and they will respond quickly to help you in whatever the emergency is.
Yeah. Lunchbox is our resident 911 expert.
He loves
here.
It. It's a hobby. Yeah. When they say, what are your hobbies? Calling 911. He loves it. Yeah.
Well, a police department put together a list of calls or a 911 station of like the worst calls they've ever gotten. And
it's
the list
all
is
Lunchbox.
Pretty funny.
How funny would it be?
Well, I just want to see how he feels about some of these. Valid or not valid?
Okay. If this happened to you, Lunchbox, would you call 911?
All right.
Go.
Help deleting a voicemail from your phone.
No.
Okay.
To ask about a friendly officer that you met because you're curious how their family's doing.
No.
Report that a roommate ate your takeout order.
That's funny.
Maybe.
No, okay.
No, he wouldn't. Listen, these are really, really dumb
ones.
Those
are really
dumb. He wouldn't
do
these.
But they really, really happened.
But these are real, yeah.
Someone else called to report a hostile cat.
Okay, hold on. What if the cat's attacking people?
I was going to say, what do you do?
Now, if there is a cat going and biting people,
that's an emergency.
Do you call 911?
I think so. Like, scratch it. It's a weapon.
I'm on the fence with it. What if somebody has got a hostile cat and they go into a store and they're like, give me all your money? And the cat's like scratching.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's 911.
That's a cat burglar.
Speaking
of a
store,
they go in there and rob with a cat.
What about if you're at a store and they're refusing to accept the return of already worn winter boots?
No.
No.
Come on.
Okay, and lastly, you're out of milk and you're seeing if an officer can deliver some.
No.
Dang.
Those are real calls. Those are idiots.
Mine are actually legit. But if there is an animal
that's attacking, you probably do call 911. Maybe it's got to be bigger than a house cat. But what are the reasons you've called 911 recently?
I called 911 because there was a graduation get-together when COVID restrictions were 15 or less, and they had at least 30, 40 people at their house.
You're such a tattletale.
No, that's breaking the law. No.
Super spreader?
Oh, my God.
Super spreader event is like, what that's it was.
Some of his are actually legitimate. That one is the worst.
The one was at a stop sign. There was a lady outside the car yelling and honking the horn because her husband or boyfriend was yelling at her and he was out of the car. And so I called 911 and I followed them.
No need to follow, but the 911, I could understand that if you think she's in danger.
Yes.
Or he's in danger. Yes, I think that's, but don't follow.
Okay. We were at the park. We were at the playground and someone's car was broken into. And so I called 911 for that.
Not a reason to call 911 because you didn't see the car as it was getting broken into with someone in danger.
But what if someone's hiding in it?
But what if? You don't call 911 for mostly what ifs. That's not an emergency. That's called if there's a 411 or the local police to go, there was a break-in.
What else?
We're good.
There was the threat at the
When I was getting
restaurant.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
I was getting a sandwich and the lady, I was picking up my to-go order and the two customer and employee started yelling at each other and the customer said, I'm gonna get and shoot you. You get shot is what she said. You'll get shot. And I was like, uh-oh.
But then you stayed and interviewed the people.
Yeah.
And then he called 911.
But then I called 911 because I was like, man, I don't know. That seems kind of dangerous. That lady said, get you shot.
Yeah, like, but then you were like, how do you feel about that, sir? I would have got the heck out of there immediately.
I should have. But
there's a lunchbox called 911 after a drunk driver hits parked cars on the street.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
No.
Yeah, you remember
He's
that
called
one?
It so many times he doesn't even remember.
Oh, man.
I don't know. We did a whole segment on it. I see.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I was walking the kids. That's right.
It, that's it.
I was walking the kids.
You're walking with the kids.
Yes.
Unleashed.
Well, it sounds like they have.
Well, they were in the wagon. They were in
the
wagon.
They walk every day.
And we were approaching a four-way stop, and this truck came barreling through, like didn't even stop. Boom, boom, and was careening off cars, and then finally,
completely. A-plus agree with that.
Yeah.
911.
911. Okay, Amy, moving on to the next story.
Anything else?
Nah.
All right.
A doctor shared on TikTok the areas of our body that we are not washing enough. So I'm just going to run through them for a quick reminder to stay clean because apparently this is a thing.
Let me think of what I don't wash enough because all the things that are funny, I wash a lot. So I'm going to go bottom of my feet. And I do have to scrub them before I get into bed because my wife is very much a clean freak. And so I do take a towel, wet it, and clean the bottom of my feet, but not in the shower so much. I guess I kind of expect the water to do its work there.
That's what they said is a problem.
Yeah,
they say soap running down your body is not washing your body.
So that in like that middle part of my back, I can't really get there.
Oh, that's hard to get to, yeah.
So I let the water hit it and roll off of it, but I don't really scrub it. What do they say?
Okay, well, your toes, that makes the list. Okay. Cleaning really good in between them. Your legs, because a lot of people, like I said, they let it run down.
I do legs.
You got to scrub it. Your ears, people aren't paying attention to washing out their ears, and then your belly button.
Well, I don't have a belly button from surgery. I have like a third of one.
Oh.
But can you still get in there?
Yeah, but I do get in there because of that, because it's like a bigger hole, so it gets dirt, like little dirt in it sometimes.
Yeah, or fuzz.
But I still use Q-tips, and I know I'm not supposed to.
In your ear or your belly button?
My ear.
Oh, okay.
My belly button, that's actually awesome. We just discovered something.
I want us to all sign up for the ear thing that Ray did.
Can they come in here and do that to us?
Oh,
yeah.
That would be great.
Are you kidding me? I had to wait in a line to get them. There's no way they got that kind of free time.
We'll pay for it. They come in and do like one, like six, seven of us at once.
Honestly, it's pretty messy and they put tarp all over the floor.
Okay. But,
I mean, it can't be that bad.
I called the medical professionals, guys, and we are not supposed to be doing this. It's only people that get ear infections or experiencing hearing loss.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't follow me, guys. Huh?
Huh? What'd you say?
I'm just telling you, I called them and I was like, hey, Cesar Raimundo is the one that told us we're supposed to do this. And they're like, no, you don't need to do that unless you're having hearing loss.
Amy, what else?
Well, I have a list of the country artists, like their real names. So I was going to run through and see if you knew who they were.
I'll know them. I feel good about this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, Kenneth Eric.
Whoa. That's either going to be Kenny Chesney or Eric Church. I'm going to go Eric Church.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Joshua Ryan.
Huh?
If I tell you the last name, you'll know.
Oh, okay. So it's not their last name.
Yeah.
I know a Josh who goes by Jake. Is it Jake?
Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Joshua Ryan?
Joshua. Yeah, Josh. Okay. Josh Jake, yeah.
Audrey Faith Perry.
Okay. That would be Faith Hill.
Troil Garth.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Gary Wayne Vernon Jr.
Gary, Gary LaVox stands for The Voice. I mean, uh-huh. That's what it means. Uh-huh. LaVox is voice, The Voice. So it's got to be Gary LaVox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
LaVox isn't his real last name?
No.
No, it means The Voice. LaVox means The Voice.
Aline Regina Edwards. Eileen.
Shania Twain.
Yeah. And then Thomas Luther Ryan.
Thomas Luther Ryan?
Brian.
Brian.
Oh, Luke.
Yeah, Luke. Okay.
That's
Thomas
good.
Luther.
That's
yeah.
good, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
I just want you guys to know this could have been us, but you guys don't listen to me. The group called Heroes to Zeros. They're a lottery club in Michigan. 78 nurses, doctors, and staff. They always put money into the lottery pool. Boom, 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 every week. And they hit for $1 million.
Dang.
That's awesome.
How many?
78.
That's the problem.
Let me do the math here.
That's the problem.
That's not a problem. Not a problem. No. But so if there are 78 of them and they hit for $1 million, you got to just assume it's $500,000 after taxes, right?
Yep.
So $500,000 divided by 78. So they're each getting $6,410.
Amen.
Well, no.
That's good.
No. The club's representative, BJ Bosert Jr., is the one that buys the tickets. And after taxes, they're getting $12,000 each.
Well, that math doesn't add up.
I'm just telling you what it says. Each member was given a check for $12,000. So you must have taken too much out for taxes.
Maybe $12,000.
That's it.
Is it?
Listen, I like to pay my taxes.
That sounds like something you would
Bobby
do.
Bobby likes to overpay.
I just said 50%. $12,000, right?
Times 78.
Times 78 people equals $936,000. Somebody needs to be investigated.
Or maybe some of these members just didn't play that week.
Or maybe, yeah, maybe.
Oh, true.
I don't know. It just says.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
You know,
the Heroes to Zeros Lottery Club.
You're probably right. So half probably got in. I can't imagine every single person gets in. How about if you didn't get in that time?
Oh my
gosh, that'd be crazy. All right. Lunchbox,
but
thank
you. But that could be us.
It could be us. It won't be, but it could be. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Amy's son, Stevenson, now does a mini version of a radio show. It's called The Stevenson Show.
The Stevenson.
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 Radio show.
Hi, it's Stevenson. Today we're talking about hygiene and smelling good. Always remember to brush your teeth, take a shower, put deodorant on, and don't forget to spray on some cologne. One skirt, make the girl flirt.
Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Radio show.
One squirt makes a girl flirt.
Attaboy. Right. That's nice.
He got cologne for Christmas. So that was the inspiration behind that episode. And when he got the cologne, that's what he said. One squirt makes a girl flirt.
Did he make that up?
Yeah. That's all him.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
good. Okay. Old Dominion going to perform in studio. We have it all set up. Stage is completely full of instruments. They're going to perform so many good songs. But first, Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What state has the most streets?
What state has the most streets?
Rhode Island.
Yeah. Rhode Island.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby's Big Stories.
HBO Max raising their price to $15.99 from
$14.99.
Oh, well, it's not a big, listen, here's the thing. It's not a big groan because it's the dollar. It's the big groan because everybody consistently dollars us.
Yes,
everyone.
And then that equals a lot of dollars.
Right.
Well, and then they'll go up again in a week, another dollar. But it's only $1, so we don't freak out because it's only a dollar. But then when everybody's dollaring us and they continue to, it's like, golly, man.
Yeah, but, we're getting dollared.
Yeah. Yeah. So HBO Max, although really as far as like great shows, HBO Max is solid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's become, I mean, it's up there 1A, 1B as far as like when it's really good programming. I don't watch that show in the hotel. What was it called?
The White Lotus.
A lot of people watch that. That's great.
It's great.
They have that show that's coming out maybe even today about the video game, or was the video game where he's trying to get the girl across the country because it's the apocalypse. The Last of Us. That one looks good. They also had all the reunions. HBO Max got some good stuff on it, for sure. But they're going up a dollar, so just letting you know, that is from Deadline. Oh, it looks good. I don't even play that video game.
But Apocalypse, it's right up your alley.
Man,
so.
Time travel, Apocalypse, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
If you just say those two words, I'm in. I'm going to go to the theater and watch that too. And I hate the theater. Kids playing music is extremely powerful for development. This comes from Scientific Reports. The study found that beginners kids, 6 to 10, learning to play a musical instrument develops stronger brain power and feel less overwhelmed with tasks because of how they have to use their brain to create music and learn music. Music helped them in confidence. They were able to score better in standardized tests. And one doesn't equal the other, but the things that you have to learn and how you have to condition your brain does help when you have to learn how to do the other things as well.
Yeah.
I wish I would have been in band in school.
Me too.
I couldn't afford an instrument, so I didn't. I was always like, I don't want to be in band, but really I did. I just couldn't afford an instrument. I just wish I would have learned music early. Like, my entire music knowledge comes from me buying a chord sheet, a poster from Walmart when they used to have, and they still might. I don't ever go to the poster section anymore, but the big clicking, bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Clack, I don't think they have that anymore.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it in a while. And so I went and bought a chord sheet, and I went to a pawn shop and bought a guitar, and then I just learned how to do my fingers. And that didn't help me with any tests or anything, I'll tell you. But I wish I would have learned how to play or read music. I took piano lessons as an adult. It was really hard because I'm an idiot, basically.
No, you didn't do it when you were younger like everyone else.
I know. I played on TV once, piano.
Huh? You did?
Eddie, we did the show together. Eddie and I did a local, like a regional TV show, this a comedy right. show, and I learned how to play piano. Not really, because I can't suck. But I learned, and I played a couple of songs on the television show, and then I quit.
Oh, yeah.
That was it, huh?
Yeah. That's it. It's hard. Drone deliveries could be dropping into your life this year, which would be awesome. This is from CNET. As technology involved continues to mature and expand, 2023 and 2024, drones could replace Amazon vans in some capacity. I'm going to tell you why it's awesome. A couple things. One, maybe it gets there quicker. Two, those vans, those cars show up at my house 5-6 times a day. They should drop it off one, and sometimes they're at 10 o'clock. And all of a sudden, Amazon, or somebody drives into the yard, and you're like, it's 10 p.m.? The water has to come at 10 p.m. Just keep it for a day. I know we ordered a bunch of water, but just keep it. I'm good. And they don't even come in marked vans all the time. Sometimes they're just on like their Tercel.
Yeah, that's creepy.
So that, I like it. You also can't fight technology. So as much as that's like, oh, drones, that's, you're not going to fight that. So you might as well just embrace the fact that it's going to make life a little bit easier. What's great about it is it can take medicine to rural parts of the country, though, too, where they have to drive sometimes 40 and 50 minutes to get medicine.
Yeah
that's
if
cool.
you live out. So, or it could take emergency supplies to places quicker than a car could get there. And they've started to use drones as well when people are drowning to take them and drop them things while humans are on their way out.
Yes.
Like a quick drone, drop them. What's the thing called?
Like a floating device.
Like a life. Yeah.
Life. Yeah.
Preserver type thing. Yeah.
It's like Hunger Games. That's what this makes me think of. When they're out in the wild, they would take the little umbrella and drop them like the cream that would put their skin back together or their, you know?
We're basically in Hunger Games, Amy.
Yeah, we're turning there. We're getting there.
From Breitbart, the Alabama basketball player that was arrested for murder.
Oh man.
I saw that.
And he played. I mean, he averaged like a point and a half a game, so it's not like he was a walk-on who never got to play. Alabama forward Darius Miles and another man have been charged with capital murder in the shooting death of a 23-year-old woman near the university campus in Tuscaloosa. Miles has been officially removed from the basketball team, was taken into custody, and booked into jail at 6:45 Eastern. The shooting occurred in an area known as the Strip near University Boulevard. A police report says at this time it appears the only motive was a minor altercation that these individuals had with the victim. They did not have a previous relationship.
Jeez.
And I'm sure they didn't plan for it to escalate like this, but it's not good. Mm-mm. I'm sure that it wasn't a plan. Like I said, it's all about who you hang out with, your environment. That stinks for her, mostly, who is no longer with us and her family. And then also, I don't know, that's just a bad, bad story. I hate that for everybody involved. Lost and found Powerball ticket earns a North Carolina man $1 million. A North Carolina man collected a $1 million prize after a misplaced Powerball ticket turned up at the bottom of his wife's purse.
Oh.
Can you? I would never even, I don't think I would check it.
Right, was she just cleaning out her purse old lipstick, a ticket, let me check this one.
I definitely wouldn't take the one ticket and go search online and Google it.
No.
I just would be lazy and think, well, there's no chance. $1 million, 5 white balls. There you go.
Very happy for that family.
Hey, it's just a reminder for everybody to check their tickets.
A father allowed a 5-year-old to drive a car that crashed.
Oh, my.
Oh.
What?
WSMV-TV. This is from here in town. A 5-year-old was driving a car that crashed on Charlotte Pike. Police said a witness told officers he watched the car hit a mailbox in the 8,000 block of Charlotte Pike on Saturday. The driver then grabbed his young son from the car and ran from the scene. Police found the crashed car on the side of the road with multiple open bottles of alcohol left inside. Police looked up the license plate information and tracked it to a house about half a mile down the road. When they arrived, the 53-year-old was driving his wife's car down the driveway. He told officers he allowed his 5-year-old son to drive the car, and the kid jerked the steering wheel. He admitted to drinking. He failed the sobriety test. He could barely stand. I wonder if because he was drunk, he thought if I let the 5-year-old drive.
Yeah, he thought he'd get home safely.
Oh, man.
And are we sure it was the kid? He just didn't say it was the kid so he could possibly not get a DUI?
Ooh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
And I don't know. I didn't read this. This is me just making this up.
Yeah.
Because if you're making bad decisions like drinking and driving, you're also making other bad decisions like, I'll just say my 5-year-old drove, even though it was me.
Oh, that's. But it said witnesses saw him grab the kid and run, so you would see him grab the kid from the driver's seat, I would assume. And then does he get a DUI because he's driving his wife's car down the driveway?
Yes, anytime you're in a...
No, but they're saying he was just driving up and they were coming to get him. And so do they give him a DUI for just like driving 3 feet?
Right.
I think you can.
But I think they gave it to him for the original. When his son was driving.
It's bad either way.
Yeah, they both lose. Everybody loses. Marie Osmond says her kids won't get an inheritance.
Oh, that is
all
so
it does
wrong.
Is breed laziness and entitlement. The country singer and performer opened up about her plans to donate her wealth to a charity instead of leaving it to her 8 kids.
8 kids.
That's from Us Weekly. Yeah, I guess the big difference here is, and yes, great, good for her. I like that. And she shouldn't be penalized for her success.
Right.
But it's whenever you hear somebody like Steve Jobs or Warren Buffett go, you know what, I'm not going to leave my kids any money. But they have all these connections. They put them through great schools. So they're still an advantage to rich people because, again, connections, education, jobs, all that is still almost like, it's not leaving direct money, but it's leaving
nepotism,
opportunity.
Yeah, they're not going to have a horrible life.
But unless they could have a much better life if their mom would wake up. I mean, if that was my mom, I'd call and be like, are you serious? Like, what are you thinking?
And she'd say, yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I guess we're not talking anymore.
Or maybe, but she can also give them money now that's not left an inheritance.
That's true.
That's what I was thinking too. Over the
years,
there's
just all these situations.
Yeah, they've probably been gifted stuff.
Yeah, well, parented. That's what that's called.
What?
Being a parent and just providing.
Oh, yeah. No, but like rich parents, don't they? They like have to gift their money to their people, at least for taxes or something, right?
I have no idea.
I would love to
tell me more after.
You already told us you're paying your kids once. Amy's like, I'm paying my kids a salary. We're like, what?
Wow.
By the way, a lot of football this weekend. The 49ers beat the Seahawks. Pretty close game till the end, and it wasn't anymore. The Jaguars come back and beat the Chargers.
Amazing.
That was a crazy game where Jaguar quarterback Amy threw 4 interceptions, and they still came back and won. They were down like almost 30 points. Mm-hmm. It's a wild game. The Bills beat the Dolphins. Amy, that game was much closer than it probably should have been because the Dolphins were playing basically a third-string quarterback. But the Bills won that game. The Giants beat the Vikings. The Bengals beat the Ravens. And then the Cowboys. Two parts of this story here. Our bet as a show, because at the beginning of the year, we drew the Buccaneers.
We had to put our money on it. I don't know the result of this.
Well, don't close your ears.
Yeah, you
Why
have
you put
to.
Your fingers
I'm not,
in your ears?
I'm
He's about
like,
to tell you.
No, I'm like, okay.
Buccaneers, 14. Cowboys, 31.
Hey!
Okay. Well.
It's awesome.
It's a great game.
Fun.
Sure.
Dude,
I've
game.
Never been so happy to lose $20.
50. Like, 50.
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
Same.
It was amazing.
I'm a big Cowboys guy now. It's my first season being a fan.
Hey, yeah. Buzz, what do we say?
We say, how y'all Cowboys?
No, you're still working on it. Okay.
What is it?
I'm big Jerry Jones guy now.
Okay.
Because they let us come down and hang out.
Yeah.
Attaboy. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah.
So we're out. We lost.
Well, we.
Oh, you.
You might
you're
have.
You're out.
Us Cowboys.
Money. No, I mean, I like the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
It sound like it.
I just want. We
what
had a
team
chance.
Would you say you know the most about?
The Cowboys.
So what do you know about them other than they're from Dallas?
Jerry Jones owns them.
Okay.
Okay, they have a brand new stadium.
No, it's 10 years old.
Prescott.
The stadium's 10
it's
years old.
It's new, though. Like, they spent so much money on that.
Every stadium is expensive.
This is
it's nice.
Okay, that's your news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope it was an extended weekend. Yesterday was a holiday. We were off, but we did a whole new show, meaning we weren't here live, but we did all new material, all new for those that had to work, we didn't want you to feel like you were hearing a rerun. And it's up on the podcast. If you want to hear it, just search for The Bobby Bones Show. But we're back. We had a few days off. Amy, how was your weekend? Give me the high, low of your weekend.
High was getting a bath.
What? Like enough time to just sit and take a bath?
Yes. I ran a bathtub. I ran it full up to the top. Sometimes if I take a bath, I can only run it halfway because I'm in a hurry. But I filled it all the way up. And I put in bubbles and Epsom salt and did all the things and put on my computer, Grey's Anatomy, and I just relaxed and it was amazing. Had a glass of wine. And then my low would be I tweaked my back moving a couch.
Why were you moving a couch?
Moving it upstairs.
Why were you? No, no, no.
Well, I wasn't doing it alone. I mean, there was three people involved, but I shouldn't have been.
Oh. Was it a really heavy couch or is it just a really wimpy back?
Heavy couch, weird corners. Mm-hmm. Like, well, there was a point where we were the episode of Friends. Where we were like, pivot. Like, it was really bad. And then I was like, ugh, I got to tap out.
There are little injuries, too, that are just awkward on me, too. It's not that it's heavy. It's like you just move in an awkward way. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, that didn't feel good. I wonder what. And then 2 days later, you can't move.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
Did you get the couch up?
Yes. And it did. I put it in my podcast room for a more cozy environment.
For you or for a guest?
For a guest. When they come over, we sit on the couch and we talk instead of being at a desk.
My high low for the weekend was I took my dog, Stanley, Fatthew McConaughey, Obese Witherspoon, Forrest Plump. You know, he's got a lot of nicknames. The first time I let him stay more than 4 hours at the dog place since his surgery, he's been going hour. We've been going on walks, hour and a half. And today, over the weekend, I let him go for almost 5 hours. And he's good. I think he's back. I think he's healthy.
All right.
And he's gotten pretty fat because he hadn't been able to move around a whole lot, but is a good, like I was nervous picking him up, but he's good. So Tyler Blubbard, just living his life. Fat Benatar. He's got a lot of nicknames.
Does no one else get these?
Who cares? Fat Sajak. I call him a lot of things, but I had a good weekend with him just being healthy because that was such a big part of every single day for us for so long. The low is I went to watch Arkansas and Vanderbilt play basketball. And Arkansas got beat. It was bad. Oh. It's bad.
I was wondering if you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Dang.
It's bad. And it was good till the very end. And then we lost. We've been struggling recently. And I love meeting listeners. It's where two oil and vinegar. Because I only am ever like really sad with the world after a loss. Football or basketball. Baseball sometimes, depending on what part of the season it is. And I was pretty bummed. And people continue to come up and take pictures. I never smiled so fake in my whole life.
That's tough.
I didn't even want to take pictures. I did every one of them because I appreciate folks and I appreciate people listening. And it was the where I live and where I'm from. And probably took 100 pictures after the game. I didn't want to take a single one. I was sad and mad. And they'd be like, "Can we take a picture?" I'd be like, "Yes." Tears of a clown. That's what they were.
What day was the game? Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They say it takes about 3 days.
It's okay. It's you basketball. Should be over today. We've lost three in a row, which is pretty bad. Yeah. We had a lot
of games.
We had a couple players hurt, but it was tough to take pictures and be Mr. Fun, Mr. Sad whenever you're like, "Hey, can we get a picture?" Yes, yes. Come on up. So that was it's a pretty rough day.
Is there any specific Arkansas losses that you just will never forget?
Like,
you
remember? Yeah, of course. Oh. I could list you five. That
oh my
just,
gosh.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Maybe
yeah,
as
Amy,
sad
we don't
as
go
possible.
Down sad lane.
There's a fumble once against Tennessee. Oh, we were undefeated. Yeah. Okay. We were one game away from playing for the national championship, mm-hmm. and we fumbled the ball. Mm. It's brutal.
See, but I'm thinking you need to let that go.
Why?
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, I did let it go.
You're the one who's like, "Hey, is there anything that still hurts your heart?"
High low, Eddie.
Well, my high, the Dallas Cowboys win. They beat Tom Brady and the Bucks. They're one step closer to the Super Bowl. So I'm still right now on cloud nine.
To all our Tampa listeners, we're not being insensitive here.
Oh, I am.
Okay, Eddie is. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
So that's my high. Oh my gosh, my low. Guys, my 9-year-old son. He's always wanted a golden chain with a cross on it because that's what the athletes wear. And he's just started.
Did he want it to play ball? Like
yes.
Wear it while playing ball?
He wants to wear it while he's playing. And he just started flag football. So my sister bought him one. He got it on Saturday morning. The game was Saturday afternoon. He puts it on, takes it to the game. The coach is like, hey, bud, you got to take that chain off. You can't wear it while you play. Okay. So he puts it in his bag. He plays the game, gets back to his bag. It's stolen. It's not there. He looks around and there's a kid, a teenager, he says, walking the track. He's like, Dad, he had my chain. So he goes up to the teenager and says, Dude, that's my chain. And the teenager goes, I bought it, bro, and ran, took off. It was so sad. Guys, my 9-year-old wanted that chain so bad, and it got stolen the day he got it.
I mean, can I just get him another chain?
We bought him one.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. We that drove stinks. All over town.
But then the teenager ran away.
Yes.
Well, you think it was the chain? It had to be, right, if he ran?
He says it was the exact chain, and he said he saw him earlier standing by his bag, so he's, yeah.
The kid probably saw him put it in there, and then he waited for his time to get it.
Yeah, that's a pretty low, but he does have a new chain.
He's got a new chain, but man, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, that stinks. Lunchbox.
Oh, my high was Las Vegas. I got to go to Las Vegas and party all weekend, and I love Las Vegas. So I got to gamble, I got to drink, be a degenerate, and it was amazing.
He came back with a voice, too.
Yeah.
Shocking.
A lot of times he comes back and he's like, allergy attack.
No. Allergies did get me. I mean, I did have to go to the urgent care.
For allergies.
Listen, I woke up and my hangy-bangy in my throat was so swollen, it was touching my tongue.
Your what?
Wow. It's that big.
Because my wife was like, oh, it's just probably congestion. And then she looked at my throat and she goes, oh my gosh, your hangy bangy's touching your tongue.
What? He thinks that's what that ball's called back there.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Who calls it that?
The hangy bangy?
I have never children's book. Heard that in my life.
Me either.
But yeah, they gave me a steroid shot and some pill. And then the doctor said, go party.
Some pill.
What do you, know it's not called a hangy bangy. Do you know what, do you have any idea what it's really called?
I have no idea and I don't know what it does.
Do you know? Oh, well, I got to be honest with you. I don't know that I know what it does. I know what it's called, but I don't know.
What's it called?
A uvula?
Oh. I thought that was.
But see, I knew you would think that was dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Hangy doesn't sound any less dirty, if you ask me.
That's a good point.
I'm just telling you. It was so swollen, I couldn't swallow.
It helps prevent food and liquid from going up your nose when you swallow.
There you go.
The hangy bangy.
Oh. Hangy bangy.
Yeah.
But you're okay.
But I'm okay. I'm back. And I mean, Vegas was so fun. I'm exhausted. But you want to know the low?
I thought that was a hangy bangy.
I thought the hangy bangy.
No, the hangy bangy
was
the low.
Go ahead.
The low. I didn't win the $1.3 billion. Okay. Someone
that's
in Maine.
Not a low.
No, no, it's an absolute
you've
low.
You've never won.
I understand, but I had visions of me winning, and when the news came breaking across, like I got a little alert on my phone, like breaking news, one winner of the Mega Millions. I was like, in Maine. I was like, oh man, my weekend is ruined.
A 4-year-old is like, oh, my stomach hurts. The parents like, okay, really? He's like, stomach hurts. Are you sure? Let's go to the doctor then. My stomach hurts. And then what they found in the stomach? Yeah, their stomach hurt.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you about it coming up. And we'll get to these calls. You guys are ready to go. We're ready to go. Back in a minute. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let's talk to Amanda in Illinois, who is on the phone. Hey, Amanda. Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Robbie. Hey, studio.
What's happening?
So I heard your story about the 5-year-old kid driving the car.
Yeah.
And I had a similar experience when I was 5. I had not the DUI or anything. My mom had an in-home daycare, and so in the afternoon, parents would come pick up their kids, and one mom kept her car running one day. And I was outside playing with a bunch of the other kids. You know, this was back in 1985. And so I thought it was a good idea to jump in the car, play around, and tried to drive it and hit the gear shift to go backwards. And the car actually started to move. And so I got scared and tried to jump out. The car dragged me halfway down the street until it got stopped by a sign. So I was pinned under the car and did a lot of damage to the car when it finally stopped. And I had to go to the ER and cops came to talk to me and I was scared.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't die, huh? I bet looking back at it as an adult now, thinking about if that were your kid or another kid, that would freak you out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, my mom, first, like, she came out and she got a whole bunch of towels because I got big scars on my legs from it, from where I was pinned. Neighbor came and pulled me out from under the car, and she drove me to the ER. And, like, once we got there, and like, okay, she's not, you know, dying, she's good. She was so mad. Like, her and my dad were so ticked off.
It was the 80s. So, they just put some Copenhagen on her leg, and she went back to school. Different. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I'm glad you're okay. I know it's been a long time. That's a wild story, and I'm glad that you can laugh about it now.
Yeah, well, that was just, I figure, with all the things I put my parents through over the years, that just was the beginning.
That's
so
crazy.
You know.
Well, thank you for the call. Hope you have an awesome day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
See you later. So a 4-year-old was like, my stomach hurts. Mom's like, are you sure? It's like, yeah, stomach hurts real bad. Did you eat something? Went in. Turns out he had one of those magnetic bracelets in his stomach.
Oh.
Swallowed it.
Uh-oh.
Following examination, doctors initially diagnosed the boy with acute appendicitis, and they removed his appendix.
Oh,
no.
His stomach pain continued. He started vomiting bile 3 days after the procedure. I mean, it's exactly one of those magnetic bracelets, like each little, the magnets all around. So they went back and they looked again. They found the bracelet. And there it is. Oh. I'm looking at the x-ray and it's this. How did they not do this at first?
Yeah, I know, right?
Because you can see it as bright as day.
I'm like, so he didn't need to remove his appendix?
Right.
Did they put it back?
I don't think you do.
No, because
the body infiltrating bubble has been obstructing the boy's intestines and digging holes into his bowels.
Oh.
In order to prevent more damage, doctors performed the surgery. They removed the bracelet. It was 18 hexagonal-shaped magnetic beads. They also repaired the holes in the boy's intestinal wall. That's from the New York Post.
Dang, poor guy.
So any kid, I'm going to say this to all the parents out there, who's like, I don't feel good today. They don't feel good, okay? Let them stay home from school.
Check them out.
Let them stay home from school. Just give them a day, okay? I want to go over and talk to Luann, who is calling us from Florida. Hey, Luann, what's going on?
Hi, good morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to say that I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and I loved the segment last week that Amy did with the senior citizens.
Where it was, if you're like over 65, call and give us life advice. Yes.
Right. Well, I'm not over 65, and I wondered if we could change that age. But I do have something to say about it.
Well, just go ahead and say whatever you like to say.
Well, I think happiness has a lot to do with everyone's attitude, and it's all about perspective.
Well, Luann, I appreciate that. I'm not going to change the age because what if everybody did that? I'd like to discount, please. Well, I'll change the age. It's like, no, but when you get to this age. But I appreciate the call. You can share anything with us at any time. Thank you, Luann. Hope you have an awesome day down in Florida. I want to put on Linda, who is 71. She says this in her call. Linda, are you there?
Yes.
You're 71 years old. I'm sorry we interrupted you. What'd you say?
I was just saying good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What would you like to say?
I am 71 years old, and I've been listening to you since I retired a year ago due to my daughter. She raves about you all the time. You're very uplifting. I've been to your concert last year in Nashville. I'm going to the Million Dollar concert in February.
Awesome.
So I appreciate you guys. I love all of you. Even Lunchbox, who I think this must be some sort of fake that he puts on. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that.
But anyway, thank you.
Is there any advice you'd like to give us?
I think gratitude. Be thankful for whatever you have, whether it's big or small.
Well, today, let's see what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that my big, fat, black Sharpie, which I keep one because I block everything out, I'm thankful that it's full of ink today. And some days it's not, and I'm like, it's not going to be a good day because my Sharpie wasn't full of ink, and I can't black things out all the way. It needs to be blacked out all the way or my day's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And today, boom, black Sharpie, full of ink. I'm thankful for that.
Good for you, man.
Amy, what are you thankful for?
I, right now, I'm thankful for my iced coffee. That's just, I mean, that's keeping it simple. So thankful for that. And for you guys.
Lunchbox.
I'm thankful for my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allergies didn't attack me.
Yeah,
like
allergies
usual
did not
Vegas.
Attack me as bad as they usually do in Vegas. And I mean, I also.
By allergies, he means he screams the whole time he comes in and is like,
hold on.
And that's why your hanger banger was hurt because you're screaming the whole time.
And I'm thankful for a humidifier. I went to the Walmart in Vegas and bought a humidifier and put it in my hotel room. And I think that really helped.
Eddie. Oh, I'm sure.
Me too. I have like sniffly stuff, but I'm thankful that it's like not worse. I could be like really like.
When you go hard in Vegas in a climate that your body's not used to, that's what happens.
Oh.
And we did go hard.
We did go hard.
Yes.
Okay. Eddie blamed me for his sniffles, but I think it was because he went hard.
My hanger banger hurts.
It does. Your hanger banger hurts too?
Yeah. It's a hangy
bangy. Thank you for the call, Linda. Have you ever heard anybody call that thing in their throat a hangy bangy?
No.
Yeah, me either. Me either. But have a great day.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
You have a cute tush.
Who?
What?
Oh, my.
What in the world are you talking to me
Bobby.
Like that?
Oh.
Bobby.
Well, thank you very much. That's
well.
If I had a nickel for every time somebody said that, I'd have a nickel from that one call. Thank you very much. All right, bye, Linda. Let me play top three songs in country music. As of right now, your top three are Kane and Caitlin Brown. Thank God.
Thank God.
Number two, Nate Smith, Whiskey on You. And number one, Jordan Davis, What My World Spins Around.
To the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring.
Congrats to Jordan Davis. He does our sports show with us a lot. He comes in and is one of the Whistlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. He's like oddly good at sports
song
too.
Oh, yeah.
Number one pop song, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. It's me. And number one rock song, Metallica, and I don't know how to, it's Lux Eterna. Here you go. Okay, stop.
Dang, guys.
Yeah, it's not.
I know it sounds like Metallica from 87. Okay, they're back.
They're still doing it.
They are.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A man was on a flight from New York to India when he had to go to the bathroom. Well, there's a 70-year-old woman next to him, and so he just urinated on her.
I saw that. What? He was like a high executive at a bank or something.
Yes, and so he lost his job, but he said she condoned it. I don't know what that means.
It means she said consented. It was okay. Yeah, but I wonder if he was like on a sleeping pill, if he had been drinking. Because yeah. You don't just do that. Right. I always worried. Because I was on, I took sleeping pills. It's been years and years when I was struggling so hard to sleep. I would wake up and not remember things. I would look on my phone and see that I'd FaceTime people, or it would be a version of drunk dialing. I've never been drunk, but I would take a sleeping pill and then I would stay awake longer than I should have. And then I didn't remember anything that happened. And I always worried that if I took one on a plane, that would happen to me and I'd end up butt naked. And I'd be like, huh? And I'm butt naked in the middle of an airplane. Yeah. Being tackled and those plastic handcuffs put on me.
That would have been terrible.
Or, he told police
or peeing
he was
on someone.
Yeah, he told police he was drunk.
Yeah.
And did she really condone it?
That's a real question.
Or was she just old?
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There's a guy named Dallas Smith, and he's on an episode of The Bobby Cast this week. That's my podcast where we go way in depth about songwriting and artistry and... It's an hour just really getting to know somebody. And so Dallas Smith was in a rock band back in the day called Default, and they had this song that was massive.
Well, this is not for real, afraid to feel. I just hit the floor, don't ask for more. I'm wasting my time.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, my time. Yeah, totally.
My time.
I mean, I wasn't like jamming out to it all the time, but
you
I
remember
definitely
it.
Know it, yes.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, he's from a really rural area in Canada, kind of above Seattle, like that part of Canada. And so he's a massive Canadian country artist. He's won the CCMA Entertainer of the Year 3 times, over 600,000 tickets sold. And he talks about being Canadian famous, though.
Canadian famous? I go to the grocery store and I shop like just down the street from my house and stuff. I can go anywhere and I'll get a message on Twitter. Hey, was that you at Costco? At the same time, I don't have any really, besides like some tattoos and stuff. If I have a sweater on, like I don't really have any distinct features, but it's...
I'd walk around, wasting my time.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you ever heard that song? Yeah. So he's really open too about his life as growing up pretty country and then going, he never sang ever. Singing at like a practice one time, how they got a deal, and then going back to country. It's just like a really crazy Dang. Story. And I wanted him to come down. And I was like, so anyway, I told Mike, can we get Dallas Smith? Because I'm a fan. And he flew down from Canada to do this.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool. So, and not from like Toronto, Canada, which is not that far of a flight. Like Seattle, Canada, which is not a real town. But
that region.
Yes, yeah. That area. So go search for the Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio. Dallas Smith. That one's up today. Really, really enjoyed that one. All right, it's time now for the good news countdown.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go.
Number 3.
A public safety officer in Michigan rescued a cat in a tree the other day. They posted a photo and said, well, it could have been a catastrophe.
Okay.
Got it.
But they were able to serve up some Claw and Order.
All right.
And they saved the cat. There you go.
Number 2.
An 18-year-old pilot pulled off an emergency landing on a road near San Bernardino, California, after the engine just cut out. They do that?
Wow.
In the air? They just go, I'm done. I retire.
I don't like
yeah,
that.
I guess so.
Oof. All while 3 family members were on board with him. He's been flying since he was 16, so he's got a couple years in. He just recently got his license. He wants to be an airline pilot, but again, he nailed the harrowing landing, and here is Brock talking about it.
I saw the road, I'm thinking, like, that's my only shot, and then once I got lower down, then I'm like, okay, this is it. I have to put this down. This is where I have to. But I had my grandma. She was crying in the back. I had to tune her out and just tune everybody out, and I know tomorrow I'm going to wake up, and it's going to be like, did this happen?
Wow.
That's Brock Peters, yeah. 18 years old. That's crazy. The engine just cuts out. No one told me engines could do that in the air. And why am I just learning about this?
Number one.
A woman on Reddit posted a letter. A DoorDash driver left her in her mailbox, thanking her for a generous tip. $100 on a $60 order. They said that they've been delivering food since losing their job this last fall, and the tip was so out of nowhere that they couldn't stop crying. And so a big shout out to the woman, whomever that is, who'd left the tip, and then also the delivery person for leaving that note, because they definitely just could have went on with their day, but because they left a note, now we get to know about it, and maybe people hear this and they can help out with $5 extra, you know?
Love it. That was
the Good News Countdown.
That's it. We're out. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.